words of my lips and the meditations of our heart be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Earlier in the Gospel of John, we had a conversation between Jesus and the Pharisee Nicodemus, who comes to visit him under cover of darkness. Jesus tells Nicodemus that the Son of Man must be lifted up. There's a connection between this saying. He says, just as Moses rose up the serpent in the wilderness, so too must the Son of Man be lifted up. It's referred to a story in the book of Numbers when the people of God, the Israelites, are wandering in the wilderness and they begin to raise up complaint against God. So he plagues them with venomous snakes. Many are bit on the ankle. They fall sick. And they die. But they repent and they cry out to the Lord and they ask God for God's mercy. So God instructs Moses to erect a bronze serpent on a pole to put it in the center of the camp. And that if anyone is bitten, they may go and they may look upon this bronze serpent and be healed. And so in faith and in obedience to their God, they do that. They are bit, they go to the center of the camp, they look upon the bronze serpent. They are healed. Jesus says, in like manner, the Son of Man must also be lifted up. You see, when we gaze upon the cross of Christ, we do receive healing. When we gaze upon the cross of Christ, we see the power of God that can transform an instrument of death into a source of new life. And so as the Israelites were able to look upon that bronze serpent to receive physical healing, we too may gaze upon this cross. And from it, receive our spiritual healing. Because that is the power of God that was unleashed through Jesus Christ. On this day, we remember something truly nightmare. Truly hellish. Jesus, God in skin, love incarnate, the Savior of the world, betrayed, abandoned, denied, handed over to the Roman Empire to be crucified. And to be clear, that is a lynching. The same lynching that we saw in the United States throughout our history. It's exactly what crucifixion was. It was not only a brutal, excruciating, and humiliating means of execution, but it was meant to send a message. See, crucifixion was reserved for a special class of people, for insurrectionists who would stand up against the authority of the empire. And for runaway slaves. So this public form of execution was meant to send a message. If anyone else would strive for freedom, if anyone else would try to overthrow their oppressors, this is what will happen to you. Jesus was the Messiah, the anointed Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he was sent by God into this world so that it might be saved, and to express the fullness of God's love, the fullness of God's will. And for that, the Sanhedrin, mind you, when it says Jews in this Gospel of John, it's not talking about all of the Jewish people, all of the Judeans, it is talking about the Jewish authorities, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the members of the Sanhedrin, this Jerusalem council, who were the puppets of the Roman Empire, because that is how the empire worked. They set up puppets in the provinces which they ruled. And these priests, these Pharisees, these members of this council, were corrupt instruments of that occupation. So they had a lot to gain as long as they towed the line, as long as they did what the empire said. Life was pretty good. And then Jesus comes and he starts to comes and he turns over the tables and he drives out the money changers and he exposes the priests and the Pharisees for their moral bankruptcy. He exposes the temple system in the same way the prophets of old has done, saying, God craves justice, not your sacrifices. And so they felt threatened. They were afraid. They were afraid of losing what they had gained. They were afraid of what might happen to them if this Jesus went too far. Might it be taken out on them? Could they end up on their own crosses? So they conspire to have him killed. And in this scene we have this scene of this trial of Jesus with Pilate, and Pilate and the religious leaders are going back and forth, politically posturing, when the only one with any authority is standing there on the side, silent. Pilate says to them, will you go crucify him, knowing that they have no authority to do so. Only Roman officials could do so. And they respond back, saying, we have a custom, and this man ought to be killed for blasphemy, for he said he is the Son of God. And it said Pilate was more afraid than he had been before, because his role as the governor was to uphold local custom. And moreover, that claim of being the Son of God, same title used by the emperor, could be seen as sedition. And if at this point Pilate still sought to free him, and the Sanhedrin issued complaint, Pilate himself may also be accused See, it was fear that conspired against Jesus. It was fear that betrayed him. It was fear that led his disciples to abandon him upon his arrest. It was fear that led Peter to deny him three times. It was fear that turned him over to execution. Fear that drove nails into his flesh. Fear that is the root of all sorts of atrocities and acts of violence in our world. Fear that results in the fatal shooting of unarmed citizens. Fear that results in the ambushing of our police officers. Fear that unleashes sarin gas on children. Fear that drives vans into crowds of people. Fear that sows the seeds of hatred that divide the human race. And in the face of that fear, from the cross, Jesus prays to God, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." We gaze upon this instrument of torture, and we see the power of God. The power of God, the fullness of God's love expressed in Christ on the cross. Knowing full well what loving God and humanity to its fullest would lead him to. And even from that moment, offering forgiveness, offering grace, offering intercession on our behalf. It is because of the power of God. It is because of the power of the cross, of the power of Christ, that we may live in love rather than living in fear. And so, my brothers and my sisters, live without fear. Your Creator has made you whole, loves you as a parent, and has always protected you. Go in peace to follow the good road. May God's blessing go with you this day and all.